Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, we're Dime and Dixie, and you're listening to Weekdays at Murph.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays at Murph. On today's show, as you may have just heard, we have the super talented, super sweet ladies of country music duo, Dime and Dixie, joining us today. We'll talk with the ladies about their music, careers, and anything they're working on that they can talk about. And as usual, I have my a lovely and incredibly talented co-host Em with me. So let's get this thing going. Hey, Em.
Hey, I just wanted to call it and say hi because, you know, that's my job, so.
And they hadn't called in yet, so.
Well, I'll stick around and I just wanted to say, or I'll stick around until they get here. I just wanted to call and say hi to them and all that fun stuff because I am actually on my way out, but I wanted to say hi at least, but they're not here yet, so.
They're not here yet, so. You have Jeopardy time.
So, I was going to make small talk, but I can't really think of any, so. Well, I guess we can, we haven't done this in a while, so how has your past couple weeks been? Because, you know, we normally do how was your week, but.
Right.
But it's been a while, so. It's
been pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been super busy, because, you know, it's that time of year where everything is all happening at once.
Yep.
So, yeah. But it's been good. I registered for college. I'm officially going to college now.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and I had a little minor setback, but I'm all good now.
I get it.
Anyway, that's all that's going on in life. In my neck of the woods.
That's funny.
Now we wait patiently.
Yes, we do.
See, aren't you glad I came now instead of later?
I'm going to tweet him. Hold on a second.
Okay. Did you tweet them?
I did.
All right, well, aren't you glad I called in now instead of later?
Yes, yeah.
Because you would have been all alone.
If I wouldn't have, and I probably would have been freaking out.
Well, you really good at that, so, you know.
Yeah, I kind of am good at freaking out, I know it.
That is your best skill. Well, not best, that makes it sound like you don't have other ones. But it's
this is true.
It's up there. In the top, like, five. Is that better?
Right. That's a little bit better. Yeah, it really is.
Well, I guess while we're waiting, we can go ahead and we haven't actually given our official announcement about Nathan Varney on the show,
haven't.
So we could do that.
Yes.
Do you want to do
it? It's the 17th. Tuesday, November 17th, we have our buddy Nathan Varney joining us on the show again.
And we're super excited because I've been trying to get Nathan Varney back on the show for like 2 months. We've been DMing and calling all that crap. Not crap, but you know, it's a struggle.
Right.
And so we finally got our schedules all coordinated and we are good to go.
Very
excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus he wanted to come on like mid October because, you know, there's new writers and everything. And he wanted to come on then. But it just didn't work out with our schedules. He took, like, a Twitter break, like, a little hiatus from Twitter, and so we weren't in contact. But then he gave me another way to contact him because he's not on Twitter that much these days. So we got it all handled for November, so we're excited. Well, I am very excited.
You know, and there's a bunch of things that we're talking about.
Yeah, we have a lot to discuss.
Yes, we do.
Like, I've got a lot to say, and I'm sure everyone that watches GH and listens to our show and follows us on Twitter, even people that don't normally listen to us, will have a lot to say.
Right.
And they'll be in on, they'll want to get in on that party, too, so.
Exactly, I agree.
I'm excited. We had so much fun the last time. The last time, it let's see, what day was it? It was April last time, like April 4th or 5th. It was like really early in April, like the day after the anniversary of the show.
Right.
So maybe the 3rd or the 4th. And I remember that was when they had just announced that GH was going live for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him that was my birthday present or my graduation gift from ABC because that was the day that it went live was my graduation day. So that was super cool. But
right.
Anyway, good time. Mm-hmm. I've missed him.
It was.
All right, I'm out of things to say now.
Oh, Lord. That's
and that
good.
Never happens.
Yeah, it never happens. I agree.
Cody. Megan said hi.
Hey, Megan.
I said, well, she came in, and I was like, oh, Megan said hi. And she's like, no, she didn't, but now I am. Hi. Maybe they got the time wrong.
And
Megan,
stop
singing.
They said 5:30 Eastern, and it's 5:30 Eastern over there, so.
Maybe they're thinking, I don't know.
I don't know.
But I'm getting a little concerned at this point.
Yeah, I kind of am too, to be completely honest with you.
Aren't you lucky you have me?
Very
Are
lucky,
you sure
thankfully.
We got the date right?
Yep.
Well,
third.
Then we did our job, so.
Yep, we
and
sure
it's
did.
It's definitely the 3rd of November, right? Just making
yes,
sure.
Yes, yes.
I'm just covering all the possible
dates. They tweeted about it, actually.
Oh, okay.
They tweeted about
case.
It, actually. So,
we did
yeah.
our job. I didn't like, lose my faith in you or anything. I was just checking to be sure. Because it happens, especially when I'm
it,
in
so.
Charge.
Mm-hmm.
Mistakes are common, especially when Emily has creative authority.
Exactly.
So, what you want to talk about?
I don't care.
Megan said hello really loud. We're waiting.
What's up, Megan?
Cody was going to do this show by himself, but then our guest is not here yet, so... Yeah, our guest is the one that's not here yet, so we're just chatting it up.
Yeah.
I had to
our
clue
guest
her
didn't
in.
Show up. So.
Yeah, our guest hasn't shown up yet. This has only happened to us one other time in 2 years that we've been, like, together.
Oh my
air quotes
God.
That you couldn't see. What joke?
Right.
Oh, you want a funny joke?
What?
No, Megan, we're not telling a bad joke. Think of a clean joke. She's like, we'll tell jokes to buy the time. Oh. I have a funny joke, but it's not exactly the most appropriate, so I'll tell you later. But just remind me, because
okay.
it'll make your day.
Okay. I will.
Go away, Megan. Buzz. She, you know what she's having right now for, like, dinner? A chocolate eclair
bar. Hold on just a second. I believe this is our guest. Hold on just a second.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Is this Diamond Dixie?
Hi. Yes, this is.
Hi.
Hey, ladies. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for taking a little time out of your day to do this.
No problem.
No problem. We love doing this stuff.
You know, before we get into things today, I gotta say, if y'all aren't following these ladies on Snapchat, what are you doing with your life?
I am not. I need to be now. Is it just Diamond Dixie on Snapchat?
Uh-uh.
No, we have personal Snapchat. So,
oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so mine is Gabriella LaDuc, and I'll spell that for y'all because it's kind of hard. It's just GABRIELALEDUC. And then mine is Bianca LaDuc. It's BIANCALEDUC.
All right.
Awesome.
And,
I'll follow you guys as soon as the show's over. I'm, like, on my phone right now, so I can't do both, but I will.
Very cool.
And y'all Snapchats are just some of the best. They make me laugh every time.
Cody sends me Snapchats like every single day, but his face and everyone is the same. He just has a different caption. Like, he takes the same selfie in the same spot every single day, but it's a different caption every day. So it makes me laugh every time I see it. And, like, this morning, I don't know what – oh, he sent me one this morning. He said, good morning, excuse my bedhead. And I was like – and I sent him a picture. I, like, ran errands this morning in my pajamas because I didn't get out of the car. In my pajamas and slippers. So I sent him a picture, and I was like, LOL, when it's your turn to take Megan to school, because I drove my sister to school. I'm, like, I'm out of school. So I drove her this morning to be nice. And I sent him this picture of me in my pajamas this morning. We are just really – unique creatures when it comes to the internet. Just
that are, yes, we are.
Where, well, that's our job, so we have to be funny,
yeah,
on the internet,
much.
I guess. Okay,
you know,
Cody, you, never mind. Go ahead.
What were you going to say, Ian?
Oh, well, I was going to say, well, we can get right into, like, questions, and then I'll go first,
oh, yeah,
because I can't stay the whole time.
But,
and then,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
So... did you have something to say before we go into questions, or are you good?
I just wanted to, I tell the listeners how y'all got into the music industry.
How we got into the music industry? Well, okay, so this is Gabriella speaking. I don't know if y'all can tell us apart, but, and I'm the oldest,
oh, yeah,
by the way. So, when I was, like, in fourth grade, which was probably, let me do some quick math, 8 years ago, I signed up for my school's talent show, and I don't really know why, because I had no previous experience of getting on a stage and singing in front of people. I don't even know why I decided to do that. I hated presenting projects at school, so I really did not like getting in front of people, but I just decided to do it, and my dad, he always played guitar ever since he was in high school. So he decided to accompany me on guitar. We played Ready, Set, Don't Go by Billy Ray and Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we played it at the talent show, and I was so surprised at the crowd's reaction. They were all just eating it up. And when I got off stage, I told my dad that this was something I'd wanted to do. And then Bianca, being the younger sister, she just kind of hopped on the bandwagon, and
yeah,
we're still doing it today.
My sister... I sing too, and my sister tried that, but it was not her thing, so she, like, bowed out peacefully, but we tried that for a minute, but it just was not her thing. She gets super nervous, and she just can't handle it, like, the stress of it. But I remember, okay, I'm going to say what you said about class and, like, presenting and stuff. I was always the same way. Like, I can get up on thing, and it doesn't bother me if it's somewhere that I've been before. It doesn't bother me if I know the people or anything like that. But in class, I was, like, so scared to present a project in class. And I don't know why I had this fear, because, you know, I know those people, and we're all trying to get a good grade, so we're all on the same team. But
right, yeah, I'm the same
exact
way. It
stressed me out.
I know.
So I was, like, I hated that so bad. And, like, I was in theater. I didn't mind being on stage. But when it came to, like, oh, you have to present your English project now, no thanks.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Nope.
I feel you.
So, okay, you guys are sisters, so how far apart are you in age?
We are 2 years apart. This is Bianca speaking. I am 15 years old, and Gabriella is 17.
Yeah. Okay, so my sister and I are 15 and 18, so we're close.
Oh, cool.
Too, so.
That's awesome.
Anyway, I'm always curious when we have siblings or, like, family members to know. Okay, so
yeah.
Let me think of... So, okay, which of you, like, I'm trying to think of one of those, like, which of you does this question, but I can't think of a good one for sisters, so I'll come back to that.
Okay.
I've got a question for y'all.
Yeah, you go, Cody.
I've got a question for y'all. all right. I'm always interested in how bands come up with their names, you know, like Maroon 5, names,
yeah,
like that. How did y'all come up with a Diamond Dixie?
Okay, this is a crazy story. So, about, I don't know, how many years ago? I'm going to say, like,
four years ago?
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, about 4 years ago, I was in sixth grade, and Bianca was in fourth grade.
No, that was...
Yeah. Was it then? Oh, no.
That was more than 4 years.
Never mind.
Then.
I was in eighth grade,
yeah, you were
I think.
In eighth grade. I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not good with, like, when specifically it was. But I was in eighth grade. Bianca was in sixth grade. And we were getting ready to play this one festival that our manager at the time had us booked for. And we were just, everyone around town knew us as the LeDuc girls. Or the LeDuc family, because my whole family, not my whole family, like our brother and our dad would play with us around town. But so we were playing this one festival, and our manager was like, okay, guys, we need a band name. And we're like, okay, we'll think of one. So he gave us about a week or two, and eventually we were just thinking of different names that were like, country, girly, so we eventually went with Diamond Dixie, and it stuck ever since.
That's pretty cool.
Good story. My name is so boring. Like, okay, my name's Emily, like, my name's Emily Corbett, which you guys know because we're on Twitter, but my stage name, like, when I would sing, I was, like, I would go by Emily, like, two words, and people always got it wrong, and I it made me so mad because people would be like, what's her last name? And I was like, no, it's two names, like, two different names.
Emily.
Yeah. My parents wanted to spell it like that when I was born. Like, they wanted to spell it as two different words. And they didn't because my mom, you know, she had a baby, so she was in her room. And my dad filled out the birth certificate, and he spelled it, like, the traditional way. So I got stuck with, not only did I get a super common name, but I got, like, traditional spelling. So I didn't even get any cool spelling on it. So when I was like, when I decided I was going to sing and stuff, I was like, I'm going to just make my name Emily, like two different words. But it sort of caught on. Like, I would sing in the same places over and over, and people sort of got it. But then, like, they would always introduce me kind of wrong. And people in the audience would, like, ask me afterwards and be like, so is it Emily, like two words? Is it this? Is it that? And finally, I was like, okay, here's the deal. My real name is this. This is what they're calling me. I don't know why they can't say it right, even though he had it on the, like, cue card and everything. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, that was just my random little story. Okay, I thought of a really good question. I'm gonna,
you're a do-it question real quick?
Yes, I'm going to ask y'all my favorite question, and then I'm going to actually let Cody take over, and I'm going to head out. But I asked all of our musical guests this one. If you guys, and separately, like, separately or together, could duet with anyone ever, dead or alive, they don't have to be alive right now, who would you choose?
No. Oh, I think we both have the same
person
that we choose. Definitely Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, for sure, Miranda Lambert.
Good choices. I love her.
That's
I think she's great.
She's awesome.
Well, a lot of people, like, a lot of people say Carrie Underwood to us, so that's a different answer, because we get Carrie Underwood and Taylor Swift a lot. And then we get the wall ones, like, we got Bob, well, I say Bob Singer, because I just think he's awesome, but we've had John Mellencamp a couple of times, like, different times. So, you actually gave us a different answer, which is new, because normally people say Carrie Underwood, like, all the time. The females that we have on are, like, I wouldn't want to sing with a female singer that's, like, that awesome because, like, I don't want her to outdo me. So I would, like, sing with a guy or, like, with a female singer that I can, like, compete with, sort of. But,
yeah.
Like, Martina McBride's my favorite, so I wouldn't want to sing with her even though she's my favorite. My favorite song is one of her songs. Like, I wouldn't want to sing it with her because I know she can out-sing me. She can pretty much out-sing everyone, so.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
So, anyways, I am going to let Cody take over. It was nice meeting y'all, even though it was brief, but I'm actually heading out to go hang out with some of my family and stuff. So, I will catch you on Twitter, and I'll follow you on Snapchat.
All right. Okay. Awesome. Bye, Emily.
All right. Bye.
All right. See you, Em. I was actually going to surprise you, Gabriella, about playing a little Chase Rice to start the show.
Ah, Chase Rice. Okay, I am a huge Chase Rice fan, and I know a lot of our fans on Twitter know that. But I don't know. I can't play any Chase Rice. Like, I listen to his songs, but I don't play any, which is weird. You'd think I would.
You know, and speaking of instruments that you play, I'm sort of learning the guitar a little bit and kind of sort of just teaching myself. But
yeah.
But y'all play a ton of instruments, don't you?
This is Bianca speaking. I started off playing guitar, and then when I was in fifth grade, so that was, I'm bad with numbers. How long ago was that?
I don't know. Like 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. I picked up the banjo, and now that's kind of taken over. Like, that's my main instrument. So I play the banjo most of the time, but I can also play guitar.
And then I play guitar and mandolin.
That's pretty cool. You know, I've always wanted to learn the banjo. I think that is the coolest instrument for probably ever.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I have so much fun playing it. It's awesome.
Yeah, you know, and I did kind of have a few more fun kind of get to know you questions if you're up for it.
Yeah, definitely, of course.
All righty. What music are y'all currently listening to? Like, what's on your iPod? What's on your iTunes, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, as of right now, we're already listening to Christmas music.
Yeah, November 1st, we started listening to Christmas music. But we most listen to country. Yeah, mostly country, but we don't really listen to the mainstream country. We listen to a lot of Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and Loretta Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's good.
That's mostly what's on our iPod.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You know, I tell everybody this all the time. I'll listen to anything once. My music taste range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, I know, please don't judge me.
Yeah.
That's so I'm always, you know, and with the show, I'm always trying to find a new talented indie country music singers to bring on the show, because I'm a huge fan of the independent country scene. There are just some incredibly talented people out there. But there are just some incredibly talented people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let me see if I have anything else. I always have to ask this next question, because if I don't, my best friend will probably kill me.
Yeah.
If you could go back and change one thing about your careers, would you, and what would it be?
What is that again?
If you could go back and change one thing about your careers, would you, and what would it be?
Well, I think I can speak on behalf of Bianca for this, but I don't think we would change anything about our careers. I mean, the people that we've met and the places that we've been, they've all been, you know, the good and the bad. They've all led us to where we are now and where we're going. So.
And heck, all the bad things that have happened have all turned into songs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet that's probably true. okay, let's see. Now, I noticed on your website, as I was researching for this show, that y'all have opened for one of my all-time favorite bands back in the day, Little Texas. How cool was that? How cool was that to open for them?
It was so cool. We didn't get to meet them because we had a show the next day, so we had to get out of there as soon as possible. But we were the opening act. There were a couple openers, but we were the first opening act. We had a pretty good crowd out. And then we did stay and watch some of the Little Texas show, but we had to get out of there, like I said, because we had a show the next day. But it was so much fun.
Yeah, we had a blast.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And also in about, what is it, about 3 weeks or so, y'all are playing Homestead Miami Speedway in about 3 weeks.
We're so excited. We can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
That's going to be pretty cool right there.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Awesome. Are y'all watching the CMAs tomorrow night?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That is like what our highlight is of this week. Like, we are counting down the hours until the CMAs.
Oh, mine too. Mine too. I watch the CMAs every year. I haven't missed a CMA show in probably 15 years.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we we record them. I mean, even though we watch them, we record them, too, so we can watch them the next night. Because they're just awesome. They're so funny.
They are. And Brad and Carrie are the funniest hosts, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes. For sure. We love them.
They're just, like, so hilarious. All right. Back on track here for a second. What is besides music, do y'all have any other interests like the college in the future or anything?
Well, right now, we're both homeschooled, and we're in high school, mm-hmm. if it wasn't obvious. But we're homeschooled, and we are working towards college. I think we're going to be taking college courses online so that we can still focus on our music. But during the weekends when we don't have gigs, we like to hang out with our friends and go to the movies and the mall and stuff. It's fun.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then during the summer, I like to go surfing and go to the beach and stuff, and I really enjoy that.
I so envy y'all living down in Florida. I so envy y'all.
I think it was like 91 today.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's like 60 something here right now. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
That's terrible.
It's crazy over up here in West Tennessee. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
I totally envy y'all. It's just not even funny. all right. Okay. Whether in your professional lives or in your personal lives, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best what?
Advice.
Oh. Huh. Let me think. I don't know. There's a lot of things.
I think this kind of goes with our personal life and our professional life, but, I mean, being in the music industry, it's a tough industry, and you come across people that will put you down, and you'll come across people that come across as competition, and sometimes you feel discouraged, but I think the best advice just came from life lessons in general, to just keep doing what you're doing, because it'll take you where you want it to go.
Awesome. And I got to say this right now. I have a ton of respect for indie artists and what y'all do. And I've spoke with indie artists on the show since last year. And I've just, I have a lot of respect for what y'all do, and y'all are some of the sweetest, most supportive people on this entire planet.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, and kind of changing gears and going to music now, it seems to me like a country music, in particular, really embraces its stars like a Cole Swindell, Sam Hunt, Kelsey Ballerini, from the fans on up to the insiders. What y'all take on that? I mean, But country music's like a big family, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Let me see if I have anything else for you. Okay. Oh, but do y'all have any pre-show rituals that y'all do before y'all perform?
We take a whole buttload of Snapchats. I know that.
Yeah, we really do. But most recently, we started doing this chant that I actually made it up. This is Gabriella speaking. I made it up, oh gosh, probably at the beginning of this year. And it was just something funny. But our brother, sometimes he drums for us. And at one of the shows, before we went on, he started singing this chant that I made up. And I was like, wait, how do you know that? I was... like, that was my thing. And so ever since then, we just started doing that. And it goes like this. Oh, gosh. Okay.
D-I-A-M-O-N-D-D-S-X-I-E. It's not that
amazing. So dumb, but we do
That's
it before
awesome.
Every show. So.
That's pretty awesome. let's see. I think I've probably covered pretty much everything, but let me see if I have anything else for you. I think that's about it. So I wanted to thank y'all for taking about 20 minutes or so out of your day to come on and talk with me today.
No problem. It was so much fun. Such a pleasure.
And before we do go, tell your mother that she's just a rock star. We've been,
all right.
been emailing back and
all
forth
right,
trying
we'll
to
let her
set it up and just tell her that she's an absolute rock star for me, okay?
Will do, Kenny.
I'll talk to y'all later. And y'all have a good night. And y'all have a open invitation back to the show anytime.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I'll let y'all go, and I'll be talking to y'all on Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, anything.
All right. Okay. We'll see you, Cody. Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented ladies of A Dime and Dixie. Those ladies are just kind of awesome at this point. Okay, I think as Em mentioned earlier, on November 17th, we have the incredibly, have our buddy Nathan Barney stopping by to talk to us about everything that's happening on our favorite show, Janelle Hospital. Let's see, I'm working on something for the 10th, and there's a little something in the start of December that I really can't say right now, but as time gets closer, y'all will definitely be hearing more about that. So I think at this point, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.